जमुना तीरा बनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी धवा कुंज बिहारी श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोऽयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मदेक बंधु मत संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्नेस्तारक मदभाग्य मदानंद नमस्तुते। असाधु साधुतादायिन अति नीच चतारका हानमुंच कदाचिन् प्रेम्नादित कंठयस्फुर भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 10 कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 13 Today we will look into chapter 34 and 35. So we will read 35 together. Then I will read 34 separately. Okay. So व्रजस्य राम प्रेमर्धेर भिक्षोत्कंठं मनोक्षणं मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येषु मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येष्वपि अहेतु विद् अचिन्तयत् ब्रजस्य राम प्रेमार्धेर भिक्षोत्कंठम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येष्वपि अहेतुविद् अचिन्तयत् ब्रजस्य राम प्रेमार्धे वै भिक्षोत्कंठम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येष्वपि अहेतुविद् अचिन्तयत् प्लीज रिपीट ब्रजस्य राम प्रेमर्धे भिक्षोत्कंठम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येष्वपि अहेतुविद् अचिन्तयत् ब्रजस्य राम प्रेमार्धे भिक्षोत्कंठम् अनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तने स्वपत्येष्वपि हेतु भेद चिंतयात। उस्मत जी ब्रजस्य राम पे मर्धे भिक्षौत्कण्ठं मनुक्षणम् मुक्तस्तनेष्वपत्येष्वपि अहेतु वेदचिन्तयात्। ब्रजस्य रामः प्रेमर्धे भिक्षौत्कण्ठं मनुक्षणम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Himbrajasya, of the herd of cows. Ramaha Balarama Premaridhe, because of an increase of affection. Bhiksha, after observing. Outkantyam, attachment. Anukshanam, constantly. Muktastaneshu, who had grown up and were no longer drawing milk from their mothers. Apatyesu, in regard to those calves. Api, even. Ahetuvit, not understanding the reason. Achintayat, began to consider as follows. Translation: because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Purport: the cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers. And some of the cows had newly given birth, but now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically showed their affection for the older calves, which had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore, Balarama was a little surprised, and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present. Because the older calves were expansions of Krishna, these surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of Yoga Maya. There are two Mayas, working under the direction of Krishna. Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yoga Maya, the energy of the spiritual world. These common events were taking place because of the influence of Yoga Maya. From the very day on which Brahma stole the calves and boys, Yoga Maya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavana, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how Yoga Maya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yoga Maya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. Text number 34.
Tataha prabhayaso gopastoka shlesha sunirvritaha krichachanairapagatastad anuspristyudasrabaha.
Thereafter, the elderly cowherd men, having obtained great feeling from embracing their sons, gradually and with great difficulty and reluctance ceased embracing them and returned to the forest. But as the men remembered their sons, tears began to roll down from their eyes. Purport. In the beginning, the cowherd men were angry that the cows were being attracted by the calves. But when the men came down from the hill, they themselves were attracted by their sons, and therefore the men embraced them. To embrace one's son and smell his head are symptoms of affection. So this is also a very interesting section we are discussing today, because you can see the Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna, is surprised. Looks like Balaram is also in confusion. He is bewildered. So Krishna is all attractive. Balaram, when he saw this event, he was bewildered. Just now we can do one thing, dear devotees. You can bring your mind to our Krishna Balaram temple. We are discussing about the pastime of Krishna and Balaram now. So this Balaram, he is with Krishna now. You just imagine how Krishna is standing in Krishna and Balaram are standing in Krishna Balaram temple. You can see Krishna is standing in threefold bending form, holding his flute on his right hand and left hand on his waist, right? And Balaram, he is holding his horn, Shinga, on his right hand, and on his left hand he is leaning on the shoulder of Krishna like this. So this is the scene. You can just imagine in your mind. In that beautiful forest of Vrindavan, on the foot of hill Govardhan, that forest which is so beautifully appearing today, all the trees are grown up with new leaves, so many beautiful multicolored fragrant flowers are fully bloomed, all these bumblebees are humming and sucking the nectar from the flowers.
as if the Yogamaya potency has created a very nice stage for Balaram and Krishna to stand there, and Krishna is allowing Balaram to watch what is going on now. So Balaram, keeping his left arm on the right shoulder of Krishna, he is astonishingly watching what is going on here. This is the scene happening near Govardhan. And that scene you can see in Vrindavan, our Krishna Balaram temple. Balaram and Krishna, they are standing. So Balaram is thinking, oh, what is going on here? All these cows, they have their increased affection for these elderly calves, so much so that it had never happened before. And even though they have got newborn calves, they are still attracted to Krishna. Sorry, to these old calves. So in this connection, we should remember that Krishna is all attractive. So Balaram is thinking Krishna is all attractive. When Krishna is here, before they were attracted to Krishna, now why are they getting attracted to these calves? And not only them, even the cowherd man who came near their sons, they are embracing, and they didn't want to let go their children from their arms. And it is said here, Balaram is Sukadev Goswami is saying that thereafter the elderly cowherd man, having obtained great feeling from embracing their sons, gradually and with great difficulty and reluctance ceased embracing them. That means they didn't want to leave their children and embracing them. But they had to go because they are on a particular work. They have to go for herding the cows. And the separation from the children was unbearable for them. You just imagine, they are just leaving their children, they are departing, but they cannot just take their face away from them, and they are looking back again and thinking, oh, we should go back and, embrace them. And because they are not able to come back to the children again to embrace, and the tears started rolling down from the eyes. The tears began to roll down from their eyes. So much attraction. Even if somebody is not in the platform of prema, we can see in the early stage of prema, maybe we can say, in this world also people get attracted to the Lord. Even when Lord Ramchandra was present on this earth planet, we have seen this past time, when Ramchandra became qualified to become the Yuvaraj, before the son is installed in the throne to rule the kingdom, they are given the position of Yuvaraj. That is the kind of time when the citizens of the country, they accept, they are willing to accept, he is the successor, he is going to become our king. But that acceptance, a king, an honest king is not supposed to impose his idea on the citizens. Citizens should accept the king. So when Maharaj Dasarath was thinking, now I am getting old, it is explained, some devotees they explain like this, they say, one day Dasarath Maharaj was standing before the mirror, and he was looking at his face, and he found there is one white hair growing near his ear. And he said, oh, this is this sign now. I must retire from my service. And now Ram is also qualified. Ram should be installed as Yuvaraj now. And then he immediately called for Vasishtha Rishi.
Kulaguru.
And he was consulting. Is this the right time? We should install Ram in Yuvaraj position? And he said, yes, this is good. This is the right time. And he said, in the meantime, we can see all these citizens in Ayodhya are very much attracted to Ram. In fact, they are looking forward to that day when Ram is going to rule over them. My dear king, whatever you have decided, this is right. And he said, okay, quickly find out the muhurta. He said, yes, tomorrow is muhurta. No need to delay. So here what we are trying to do is, explain is, even now the Ayodhya Vasis, they were attracted to Ram. Not to speak of Krishna. If you see, the attraction between the Supreme Lord and His devotees are not due to Mahamaya potency. Prabhupada is explaining, there are two Mayas working under the direction of Krishna. Mahamaya, that is material world, in the material world, that's material energy, and Yogamaya in the spiritual world. So, in the spiritual world, the devotees of the Lord are also bewildered because of Yogamaya potency. And the non-devotees in the material world are also bewildered, not because of Yogamaya potency, but because of Mahamaya potency. Both are bewildered, but there's a gulf of difference. We'll discuss about how people in this world are getting attracted by Mahamaya and what is happening to them. But now let us see, we gave the example of Ayodhya Vasis getting attracted to Ram, even in Krishna's pastime. We see Krishna's uncommon activity started from very early age when he was just less than around three months old. Putana came to kill Krishna. Krishna killed Putana. Krishna killed Sakatasur, Trinavartasur. When Krishna was manifesting such wonderful pastimes, so Brajavasis were actually curious. They were bewildered. They are curious. Oh, what is going on here? They came to ask Nanda Maharaj, tell us, you must be knowing something about this boy. Who is this boy? Very interesting. Oh, Nanda Maharaj said, yes, I did not let you know the day of name-giving ceremony. Gargamuni said, Narayana Samaguna, he is actually having the quality of Narayana. Maybe this much. Or this much, then the Yogamaya potency made them forget about everything. Then they started discussing about, oh, you gave the name to your son, you didn't give us the feast. What is this? You should give us bhoja. You should not feed us. You didn't feed us. So Krishna's Yogamaya acts in such a way that the attractive dealing between the devotees and Krishna, the Supreme Lord, makes the devotees release different kind of mellow in their relationship, and also that helps to enjoy bliss on the part of the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody was attracted to him. Even when he would go to the Ganga, out of his naughty behavior, he would harass so many different kind of, starting from the girls and, men who are taking birth in the Ganga. But when they would look at baby Nimai, by looking at his beautiful face and childish behavior, it will make them forget about everything. And they would not complain to Sachinata, Jagannath Mishra. And in fact, sometimes they would go to Sachimata's house to launch a complaint against baby Nimai, but not with a desire to get Nimai punished, but with a desire if they can go there and again, once again, they see the beautiful childish face and behavior of baby Nimai. Krishna is all attractive. So here Balram is thinking, how come they supposed to be attracted to Krishna? And now, before actually they were attracted, but now even today I can see their love has increased so much to their children, as if they are ignoring Krishna. What's wrong with this? She is under Yogamaya potency. Actually, Balram is teaching, if you see this bewilderment of Balram, this is a big lesson for us in this world. Because Balram is representing Guru Tattva. Balram represents Guru Tattva. Even though this is a past time, but there is a lot of learning for us, learning lesson for us. So Balram as Guru, what is his confusion here? His confusion is, he is thinking in his mind that, actually Shruti says, na ba are putrasya kamaya putra priya bhavati. Na ba are putrasya kamaya putra priya bhavati. Even though the son or the children, you can say, are the object of love for the father, but they don't love their children because they want to make the children happy. Why? Why they should love their child? Saying, Atmanastu kamaya putra priya bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya. Because they love Atma. Here Atma means Krishna. Krishna is also Atma. In Veda sometimes define Krishna as Atma. Paramatma also. Atmastu kamaya putra priya bhavati. Their children, their son, become affectionate to their sons because they have love for Krishna. It's a very nice, interesting understanding. This is the Vaishnava value. Understanding of Shastra. Not that Guru is saying, okay, you give birth to a baby and Guru is taking the responsibility of, you know, instructing the disciple to perform all the different sanskaras. Why? Because the man should just enjoy? He is telling that, yes, you can have family life, all right, no problem, but learn how to love Krishna through your family life. Because you have to adapt everything in Krishna's service. So Balram is kind of thinking that nobody loves their children in this world because they want to make them happy. No, they want to make Krishna happy. That's why they love their children. They're Krishna's children. So, but now I can see they are very much attracted to their own children. So here in this world, what Balram is kind of not trying to instruct as Guru is that everybody is attracted to something in this world. They like something, they are getting attracted to it under Mahamaya potency. How does it happen? You feel hungry and you keep on changing your attraction. You see, you feel hungry. And you eat, you are attracted to food, nice dishes. Go to restaurant, you are inquiring from your friend, oh, where can I go and find a good food today? So, go to that place. He is attracted to food now. And once he goes there, he fills his belly. After that, he is no more interested in eating. What is he interested in? Oh, maybe I should go to room, you know, take a nap. I want to rest a bit. Now he is attracted to something else. A child, he is sitting on the lap of somebody. He is not satisfied. Somebody else, okay, he is going to another, you know, to get happiness. Even the plants, you can see. When they are growing in a shady area, little light is coming from one direction, they just try to lean to that direction. They are getting attracted. Even the birds, they are getting attracted to some trees who has got beautiful flowers and fruits. They enjoy there for some time. And then When there is no more fruit, they leave that tree. They go to another place. Human being, a man, may be attracted to a beautiful woman. And if there is no beauty, he leaves that woman and he is searching for another man. In every level, in every entity, you can find the search of, you know, superior happiness, how they can become happy, getting attracted to something and again rejecting. This is going on under Yogamaya, sorry, Mahamaya potency. So this attraction is in this world under Mahamaya, sorry, Yogamaya, and the spiritual world, it is under Yogamaya. Okay. So if we try to understand, somebody may say that, is there anything wrong in this? That people are getting attracted. Okay, for example, if you see our Vaishnava devotees, they have got attachment there for their family members. Is it something wrong that you are saying they should not get attracted to their family member? They have their children, they have their house, their, you know, relatives are there. Is there something wrong in that then? No, there is nothing wrong. As long as you understand Vaishnava Siddhanta. So what does Vaishnava Siddhanta say in this context? Jeva mai se krita sauridartha janesu deham bharavartikesu I am forgetting what is that verse after that. Janesu deham bharavartikesu Grihesu jayatma jaratimatsu na priti yukta javadarthascha loke. Rishabh Dev's teaching is saying, jeva mai se krita sauridartha. Anyone who is inclined to develop their love for me in form of, by cultivating dasya, sakhya, vatsalya or madhur bhava, to me, what happens to such kind of people? No priti yukta janesu deham bharavartikesu. They don't come near, associate with those people who are just attached to their body. Here body means the need of the body. No, ahara nidra bhai maithuna. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Those people are simply taking interest in deham bharavartikesu. Fulfilling the demands of these bodies. They don't come near them. They don't develop attachment to those kind of people. And griheshu jayatma jarati matsu na priti yukta. Even here he is saying they are neither even attached to their house, their wife, their children, their friend and wealth. Na priti yukta. But javad arthas chaloke. Then he is saying, no, you cannot say. A Vaishnava man object, no. If he is not kind of getting attracted to them, that means he is not going to maintain them, he will not take care of them, he is going to relinquish his responsibility in taking care of the family duties. No. He is saying, definitely they will have to do that. But how? Javad arthas chaloke. They will earn money, they will also take care of their children because it is in relation to Krishna. And as much as necessary to make their Krishna conscious living, they will earn that much money. A Vaishnava is not unnecessarily trying to waste his time in earning money and accumulating for next 10 generations to sit and eat. A Vaishnava, this is not a kind of intelligent understanding of a Vaishnava. Oh, you have been given this opportunity, you take care of your Vaishnava life. How? Earn as much as necessary, you have a good house, you have a nice family, you become Krishna conscious, help them become Krishna conscious. By making them Krishna conscious, Krishna will ensure that whatever is necessary for their sustenance, he will provide. He is saying, yoga khemam bahamyaham ananyas chintayantomam. Why can't you make them their Krishna's ananya bhakta? If you become a devotee, if you can help your children to become devotee of Krishna, you don't have to take the trouble of earning, you know, running like, what do you say? I don't want to use any words. Anyway, you don't have to earn, you know, struggle so much, you know, earn so much money. I want to secure my son's life. I want to secure my grandson's life. I want to secure my great-grandson's life. Somebody is saying, oh, how much I have earned, you know? He's the old age, he's sitting and he cannot even walk. And he's saying, I have earned so much money, my next 10 generations can sit and eat. My dear foolish man, you have just endangered your life and you don't know you have wasted your time and this human form of life. Why did you spend so much time to secure their life by earning money? You as an intelligent man, ensure that they go to work and earn money, they should secure their life, not you. Krishna has not given you this life, Krishna has not given you this body to secure somebody else's life. You must take care of your life. Javad arthascha loke, as much as necessary. You lead a happy life. We are not against you having a comfortable life. You should have comfortable life. Otherwise, how can you maintain your Krishna consciousness? But in the name of material comfort, we forget the limit. Where is the limit? And that is where we are under Mahamaya. People, sometimes they don't know whether I am under Mahamaya or Yogamaya. Here you see, the Brijavasis, they are attracted to Krishna, they are bewildered because of Krishna. They are thinking, their bewilderment is related to Krishna. Your bewilderment is not related to Krishna and the devotional service. Your bewilderment is to kind of, you know, do all your material activities in this material world for your satisfaction. And you name it as, okay, I am devotee, I am doing for Krishna, this is Krishna's children, whatever you may say. Look back your consciousness, what is going on there. Javad arthascha loke. Vaishnava philosophy, Vaishnava siddhanta is very practical. Very practical. Because we don't want to just become mental on anything. Because Vaishnavas, they understand who Krishna is, what is their relationship with the Lord, and what they are supposed to do in this lifetime. We are running in an emergency period. Just like we are actually, if you go to the hospital, you see a man is lying on the deathbed, he's in the emergency chamber, and everybody is anxious, oh, what's next, what is next, what is next? We should be always be feeling like that. I am really in emergency situation now. You see, in this coronavirus, whole world is kind of, you know, terrified just by a virus which people can't even see with their open eyes. So much anxiety. If people become so much, you know, if they take so much anxiety because they're not becoming Krishna conscious, it will save the whole world. The same thing. Just divert your anxiety towards Krishna. How you can become Krishna conscious? There are many, you know, our devotees are giving classes, they are reminding devotees, at least our devotee world, they are becoming more serious. Everybody is taking interest to cultivate more and more their Krishna conscious practices. But whole world, if somebody who is not initiated, if you are watching us, please try to understand this. This is a time for us to become more serious and be conscious. We are in emergency period. First of all, the lifespan of this age of Kali is 100 years, but that have been reduced to 65, 70. Most of the people are leaving their body in this range. That means this is an emergency, kind of no signal, you can say. Now you don't know what period you're supposed to survive, which is already reduced. Many people are leaving, and you also going to leave. And not only that, you can live until 60 or 70 years. There is no guarantee at any time you may leave your body. How many of us we think that what is going to happen to me if I am starting from this and going to that campus on the way? What is going to happen? One day, I can just tell you, I was coming here to give class. I was coming on the bicycle. It was kind of an evening time. And the horse was, you know, running from this side, this end. It was going. You know, I could hear the horse is coming. And I was a little afraid, actually, you know. I got down from my bicycle and I was standing. And the horse came running in such a high speed, it, you know, struck my bicycle. And my handle and the paddle of the bicycle was bent. Just a, you know, you can say an inch, I was saved, or that I would be, you know, pushed into the this canal. There's thorn inside. Oh, I was, my God, you actually saved me. You don't know. I didn't expect that. I was not prepared for that, actually. You don't know. At every step, there is something happening. You cannot blame who is riding the horse. Okay, you know, he's riding. But, you know, that is what to happen. Maybe I was supposed to be, you know, into the, that gadha. I should have fallen into that big ditch full of thorns. You just imagine, I'm standing, my cycle handle was, you know, bent. The pedal was bent. In two places, the horse kind of attacked. But I was protected. What I mean to say, there is danger actually. Every step, there is danger. Are you trying to take the lesson? Oh, Krishna is reminding us, I am facing this today, I am facing this tomorrow. How am I taking these situations as a favorable indication for me to become more Krishna conscious? So, as Prabhupada is saying, there are two mayas working under the direction of Krishna, Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yogamaya, the energy of the spiritual world. Even the Yogamaya also acts in this material world upon his devotees. He will sometimes act here also. And wherever his devotees are, that's also kind of, you can say, in one way, that is spiritual world. Yes, wherever the devotees of Krishna are, it is spiritual world. Even if it is in USA, it is spiritual world. This is not part of USA, because the presence of the pure devotee. So Yogamaya can also act here in this material world. If you see Prabhupada's past time, Prabhupada was asked, right? Prabhupada said he is not out of Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan, even though he was in USA, right? Yeah. When he was asked, he said, I am not separated from my Guru Maharaj even for a moment. Prabhupada said like that. He was so much, you know, compassionate for all of us. He was so... And who he was working under Yogamaya potency, actually. You cannot say Prabhupada, yes, pure devotee of the Lord, they are under the protection of Mama, Yogamaya. So Balaram is kind of, you know, he is more concerned for us. We can say, in this past time, we can take this lesson that he is teaching us we should become more careful, that whatever we do in this world, we should do for the satisfaction of Krishna. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्त बिंद की।